We're punching our tickets to hell one contest at a time. Listen to Dunham and Miller, mornings at 7:35 for the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Polaris and McKinney and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Bohemian Rant will be at Longhorn RV this Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon at South Jupiter at Forest in Dallas. You can go by there, register to win ticket t-shirts all day long. They're having a huge RV sale. They're going to have some live twist combos out there, they tell us. And Earl Campbell will be on hand. You can get his autograph from noon until 4 and maybe pick up some nice Earl Campbell hot links.
Great Earl Campbell.
As well. So go see the Bohemian Rant at Longhorn RV this Saturday. Also, in the next day or two, I have a reversal on something. I don't know how shocking this is going to be, but it is a reversal.
Any reversal is good when it's coming from you.
That I'm going to have to lay on everybody. So that'll be in the next day or two.
Let's save the baseball card. We're going to need a little bit more time than what we have here. Let's save that.
All right, that's
pretty good. That's something I think you're really going to enjoy, and it might spur on a little cause. But I got some quick hits here.
All right.
The first one is to alerting the P1s on some great newspaper reading today. Number one was on the front page of the morning news today. The story on the press corps covering the presidential election. Did you read that?
No, I didn't.
Read that. That's very good. Very interesting. Just on their day-to-day and 18-hour days that they usually have just covering a presidential election. You know, the great Kerry Smith? You know, mm-hmm. He did that one time on a presidential. He was on an election.
How'd he like it?
He has some stories about it. But anyway, that's...
Well, did he like it?
Yeah. It's very interesting, but it just shows you how hard those people work. It's written by Colleen McCain Nelson, the morning news. That's real good. Also, another great column today by Gil Leberton in the Four-Star Telegram. Did you read that?
Yes, I did read. About the Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah, Gil had a pretty interesting take on that. Punch that up, StarTelegram.com, and check that out. Also, do you watch the Keith Olbermann show ever on MSNBC?
Sometimes.
You know, he'll come up with some good stuff every once in a while. I really liked that show at one time, but if I'm not doing anything else, I'll generally watch that. But usually when it comes on, I'm watching something I've had TiVo'd. He did something pretty interesting. I know you're going to love this.
Well, I'm a huge fan of his.
But you know that Jim Rome spoke for 15 minutes at the Pat Tillman Memorial?
Mm-hmm.
And...
Which, if you ask me, cheapened the whole thing.
Well, what about this? When I tell you this. Well, Keith Olbermann, they ran that back and they counted. And 79 times during that 15 minutes, Rome either referred to himself or his radio show 79 times.
Wow.
Which Keith Olbermann computed that out to 11.5 seconds.
And he's supposed to be talking about the guy.
Yeah.
That's sorry.
Yeah, how about that?
But hey, what would you expect from him?
No. I thought that was kind of funny, though. Just because, you know, first of all, 15 minutes, that's a long time to talk at a memorial when he had a number of other speakers. But to reference either him, himself, Jim Rome, or his radio program 79 times in 15 minutes.
You ever had to speak at a memorial?
Have I?
Yeah.
I have. A couple times. One time I had a pretty tough time getting through it.
I don't know that that's something I'd want to do. I never have. But I don't know that that's something I would want to do, even if asked.
How can you turn it down?
I don't know.
You know, because obviously, if you're asked to do that, mm-hmm. You're pretty close to the situation, mm-hmm. and you mean something to the dearly departed.
Right.
And how can you say no? It's kind of thinking of yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of is.
You pretty much have to fight through it.
It's kind of sorry of me.
Well, you've never turned it down, so you don't know that you would turn it down.
No, but
You'd probably be pretty good at it.
I can also see where I wouldn't be good at it.
You'd probably be pretty good at it. And you're usually pretty level-headed at stuff like that.
What else you got?
That's pretty much it.
All right.
That's pretty much it.
Let's gear up for the 2-minute
drill. Wish I had more runs, but...
Well, that's good enough.
I just don't, man. I just don't have any more. Wish I did.
Well, that's good enough, Grego.
Just don't have any more.
You did an admirable job there.
Got a bag over here, and it had an item in it. Wasn't empty. It wasn't empty.
Now the item's gone?
It wasn't empty, but it only had one item in it.
And now that item's gone.
Yeah. Well, we had something to do here with the baseball cards, but this is something that I really think you're going to get into because it has to do with baseball cards of old. And I know that's a topic that you're very interested in because, well, I don't know. We found out the other week that your mom threw yours away.
Yeah.
But at one time you had a big collection and you were into baseball cards,
right?
That's
right.
We'll get to that tomorrow. And also you've got something for me, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So big baseball, talking sports, all I got to say.
All right, well, let's gear up for the 2-minute drill ride now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.